My name is Nicholas Upchurch, and welcome to Believe.
I want to help you to absolutely do things you've never thought possible. And so Believe is a company. The goal of this company and this show has a few components. And I want to go over those now in this first episode. I think this is really going to be unbelievable. We've been working so hard for you, and I'm so glad you're here. And so the first component of Believe and what you can expect in future episodes, I want to help you to attain true success. And true success has to do with your true purpose, has to do with things that maybe are holding you back. Have you ever wondered about why you're not actually getting things done? Why you're procrastinating? Why you can, we all can do it. I've definitely done it. We make a list of things we want to do, and it might take us so long. And the thing is such an easy thing to do. And we want to address that. We want to help you to embrace that, help you to love those things that are challenging you so you can actually get done what you want to get done. You can sit here and watch 1,000 videos on YouTube or listen to 1,000 podcasts on iTunes about success, but it really comes down to what you actually do. And so attaining true success has to do with your purpose, your life, your challenges. We all have them. I certainly do. You're helping me by watching. My purpose is to live literally for you, to help you succeed and to do things you have never dreamed possible for yourself, your family, your friends. That is my only purpose. And it's taken me a long time to get to this point, but I'm so excited. And so the next thing is time management. Again, that has to do with procrastinating. That has to do with actually executing the law of action. And we all love the law of attraction, but the law of action will enable you to actually get things done that you want to do. You're going to learn how to assess yourself realistically. If I want to be an NBA center, play basketball professionally, those guys are 7 feet tall or high or taller, right? So it's going to be tough to do. So we need to really look at where we're at and then assess maybe how much money we have. Or if we have 5 kids, we're only going to have so much time. So we have to really assess our situation so that we can manage our time and then actually accomplish what we want to accomplish. And that combined with our challenges, probably the challenges of our soul, probably the reasons why we came down here, those two things combined, when we address those things, we can actually put into action the details that you and I are going to talk about, specifically regarding money and success and business. None of that matters if we're not really dealing with the things we're here to deal with, which are probably challenges that have to do with ourselves. Also, the world can be challenging, but in many ways, that's a gift. That's a gift. It doesn't feel like a gift when things go poorly, but those challenges in the world really are a gift. And I have to say myself, I've received a lot of gifts and I've been, you know, pretty angry about it at times, right? It's taken me a long time to come to the point where I can think of things as a gift like that, because they can be pretty tough to deal with things like that. So attaining true success has to do with being happy, feeling good about yourself, no matter what you're doing, no matter what anybody else is doing. No matter what I say or your family member says that might have been tough for you to deal with your entire life, or friends or people who doubt you, or maybe when you've doubted yourself, but accepting yourself and loving yourself. So this is attaining true success. Loving our funny patterns, right? Building trust with this world, building trust with each other. This is a part of all of our success. And so on this show, we're going to get into that. And this can actually make you rich. Believing in yourself, believing in others, dealing with the darkness, really assessing ourselves, and then being happy and positive about it, all of it, including the tough things, that can make you rich in business and in life and in terms of love and your family. So the next thing we're going to get into on this show, the next component, does have to do with money and business. And this one is such a big one. This one, I live in the United States right now. Maybe a lot of our listeners and viewers live in the United States, but this is a big one. When we think about success, this is actually the first thing that comes to mind. Can you believe it? I mean, it's 2016 right now, and I have to say, for most of my life, this has been it. I wanted to make the most money I possibly could, try to date the most beautiful people, and I realized that really true success is what we've mentioned already. Without that, no matter how much money we have, how our business is doing, we may not be happy. We're not here necessarily to make money. We can use it as a tool to help our families and ourselves and actually others. But we are going to get into this, probably with better detail than you're going to find in a lot of places. Specific step-by-step tactics, tools, tricks in a way. Finding out how to find niches, how to analyze details, how to really go into tremendous detail to pay attention. Somebody can give you advice on business or making more money. And if, for example, if it's an internet business or an e-commerce business, things can change by the time they give you that advice. Things change really quickly online. More and more business is conducted online. A lot of times at universities, they're not teaching us how to make money. They're doing a great job doing what they're doing. They're following directions and protocol, and a lot of universities do a really good job. But a lot of things we have to teach ourselves after university, or in fact, without even going to university at all. So my companies in the past, we've interviewed CEOs, we've interviewed celebrities from major shows on networks like NBC. We've even interviewed CEOs from small businesses, people that have done really well in a really brief amount of time. They've really, in a way, become overnight successes. Now, not everybody is legitimate that talks about that. A couple times in my life, I've done really, really well. I have a background in digital marketing. I've owned my own companies for 13 years. Some of them have made a lot of money at a really rapid rate, seven figures in a really short amount of time. And then I've had tough times. I tend to be a home run hitter, and I've had tough times where things change really quickly. And so we have to adapt. And then when those things happen, and I have to say they don't feel like gifts, they don't feel like a gift. It feels tremendously painful if you go through a really rough time. But when those things happen, sometimes it helps us to figure out what's really, really important. And so it all actually ties together. Attaining true success, money in business, having more time, having more freedom, We're learning. We're learning. And if you continue along that path, we actually really get into some really important topics that I don't think right now you might find in a lot of other places than on this show, Believe, and on our network here. So I'm really excited because you need to learn how to take action, right? I know I have to continue to do that. So I'm going to bring people to you that can help you take action step by step. I've realized that a lot of people like things step by step, action steps. So right now I'm going to help you with one important thing that we all can do, including me, right after I get done with this episode, right? Literally after I get done. If we want to have success, if we want to make more money, if we want to build our business, get a better job, have more time, I'm going to tell you right now the biggest action step you can actually do to make that happen in the 5 minutes that come after you get done watching or listening to this episode. And that's something really simple. That's something really, really, really easy to do that I need to do. I need to do it more. And that's just to do it. Do something. That's it. Wherever you're listening to this, it doesn't matter, or watching this, just do something. It's not that hard. A lot of us, I know for me, I know what I need to do. I at least know one thing I need to do that I've probably been putting off. And I would say, don't make excuses. Just do it. We have to be accountable. I need to be more and more accountable. So just do something. That's it. You don't have to think. Just do it, right? So let's do that. So if you want to learn how to get a better job, how to take action when you have no time, listen to this show, future episodes, how to build a company from scratch, how to build your business, how to identify what would make a great product, how to test things, how to differentiate between quality and something that may not work, how to realistically assess how much money and time something's going to take. These are the things that people don't talk about. It's all about what you actually do. And we all can take more action. So we're going to talk a lot about that. We're going to interview people. We're going to have amazing guests. I want to have the best guests in the world for you. I'm going to work very hard. We've had some people that have had some people that are worth hundreds of millions of dollars. We've interviewed with our previous company or our other brands, which I'll tell you about another time. We want to build this into a great media company. So you are the media company. You are what is going to make this successful, because I'm doing this specifically from you. I'm not going to be making a ton of money at the beginning of this project. And generally, I haven't been on camera. I've been working, and a lot of people aren't. People that are making money generally are doing things. You know, you won't necessarily see them. They won't be talking about it. But life is not all about making money. But this is a very important thing currently in our society. Specific things you can do other than just aligning, harmonizing yourself, believing in yourself. But what action steps can you actually do? So we're going to combine the law of action and the law of attraction. And I'm really excited about that. I am so excited about that. People don't understand how important that is, right? I certainly didn't. I thought I went to a great university. I went to the University of Michigan, a great university. My degree, because of what I've chosen to do, build my own company, has really not been used that much. Not really at all. It's a conversation piece sometimes, if somebody cares. Most people, we don't care, right? We're all about results. So I've had to teach myself things and take action, and I'm taking more action. For me, this is a great challenge, right? It's a great opportunity to be comfortable, to help you, to live to help you. So I'm really excited about that. So another important thing is health and wellness. There are a lot of things that may not be discussed. I would say they're discussed in spiritual, what we would call spiritual communities, right? And there are amazing Western doctors that have really amazing discoveries as well. And some of these things are not really commonplace. You're not necessarily going to hear them in a lot of places. And we're going to bring those to you as well. We're going to merge those things. We're going to merge things that you may, you know, maybe in the mainstream, but then things like Qigong, Kundalini yoga. We might discuss the Rife machine. We might discuss Reiki, how to heal yourself, how to balance yourself, harmonize yourself. And you know what? I have had to do this so much. I have been a mess in my life. I have been actually unbelievably imbalanced within the past 72 hours, if I'm going to be honest. I hate to say it because I'd like to pretend sometimes I'm perfect, but I am not perfect at all. I'm just a guy. I'm trying to make a difference, trying to get comfortable, trying to live my purpose, just like you. I'm just like you. And actually talking about some of the things that have come to me that I've learned. I've been to 33 countries at the time of this recording. I've seen some amazing things. I've learned from some amazing teachers. And there are things out there that can really help us. And when we're taking action, but also present and harmonized, or sort of at peace, we can, for example, make more money. We can figure out how to manage our time, right? We can figure out how to finally date that person we've always wanted to date, or to love our wife or husband more, right? So actually, an analogy, I took baseball lessons at the University of Michigan when I was in high school, from a coach named Chris Harrison, who ended up being a collegiate, the Division I coach at University of Michigan, the interim coach, and then Oral Roberts, I believe. And he basically said, when you're playing baseball, you think, and I know you guys can relate, even if you don't play sports, you think you need to hit it hard. Like, you need to try. You need to try hard to crank the ball and tense up and slam it over the wall, right? That's the logical thing. But actually, he told me, listen, Nick, if you relax, you're going to hit the ball further. I'm like, what? I mean, the first time he told me that, I was actually, I had to say, I thought he was lying. I mean, I was in high school. I don't know how intelligent I really was at the time, right? I'm still working on that, right? But he told me that, and I thought maybe, you know, I wondered if I was at the right place. But the point is, you can relax and actually get more done. You can, when you let love and harmony flow through you, because love isn't necessarily just drawing hearts and pretending the world is perfect and being in denial. It's actually embracing everything, embracing the pain, which I could do a better job of. And so when you let this creative force flow through you and relax and allow it to flow through you, which they talk about in yoga. They talk about it at Christian churches, really. I think they talk about it with Islam as well. But you can actually get more done. So some things in life, as we're discovering, are counterintuitive. And so we're going to talk about health and wellness. I'm really excited about that, because there are a lot of things that are hidden. and they've been suppressed, perhaps. And that's okay. Maybe it's because, for whatever reason, things happen. We can forgive people. Hopefully, people can forgive us. I would like to ask for forgiveness every day. Trust me. And forgive others as well. People have suppressed things. We're just going to talk about them. And some things might sit with you well. Some things might resonate. Some things might not. But we're going to bring that to you. I think it's really, really important. So the next component is news. And what we want to do at this show, what we want to do with Believe, with this network, is we want to bridge the gap between sort of peace and love and things you might hear with religion and things even maybe with the yoga community or different places, and then the reality of what's actually happening in the world. And again, take specific steps. And I don't think this has been done before. There are a few companies that are really doing a great job at trying, but specific steps to merge those two, to actually find out. I want to do it. I actually started this company and started this show and this network, Believe, because I need to do a better job every day, like right now. Like right now. I mean, I've failed in the past. I have been a failure at this a lot. A failure. Judging people. Not, you know, that's how we grow up. I mean, we're not educated necessarily to do that, but we do what we see a lot of times, right? Sort of like monkey see, monkey do. So how can we take action steps? Find a really hot issue. Find what's good about both and what could be challenging about both. And then actually apply those things we might hear about with spirituality or what's called spirituality and apply it to those things that are happening in the world now. And try to really help to influence things to harmonize more so we can actually do what we are probably here to do in the future, which is hopefully a bit more peaceful than what's going on maybe now, right? I think everybody can agree with that. And so that's what we want to cover. We want to cover stories that are really, really tough. And we want to really take action and bridge the gap and find compromises. And that brings me into the final component I'm going to talk about. This one is huge. This one is huge. Sometimes it's easy to zone out when somebody's talking to you. I know I do a lot. I mean, I have so much going on in my head. I think, why should I even be listening to this person? What actually is the reason? Are they just running their yap? Like, is this actually going to help me? Or, and I hate to say this. I mean, I have to express myself like this. So I make sure I'm not just running my yap. I mean, I really need to emphasize this to you. That this is important. And we are all part of a greater universe. So NASA has come out and said there are billions of planets like the Earth in our galaxy. Just our galaxy. Which is one of almost seemingly an infinite amount of galaxies, right? We are definitely part of something bigger. We are part of something so big, I can't even begin to start to wrap my mind around what is actually going on in the universe. And it's very easy to be in our bubble. If you have a fish and they live in a fish tank, They're just chilling in the fish tank. Probably if they're there their entire lives, maybe that's might be more comfortable for them. So I could understand why this topic would be tough to understand, why it would be important to you, specifically to you listening to this right now. I want to build more understanding and love. I need your help. I need your help to do this. It's not that I'm perfect or this is perfect or this show is perfect on iTunes and YouTube and wherever it may be. But I need to emphasize that you and I are part of a larger thing. We all know that that's true. But why it's important is because I believe that there are changes happening right now. Right now. Right now. Literally right now. There may be life on Mars. They've said, I think, tiny organisms at the moment, right? But what does this mean? What else is out there? What are we a part of? And how would it benefit you to know that? How would it benefit you? First of all, I think people have been afraid to talk about the truth. They've thought it would be silly or stupid. And I think that maybe some people might think that's a little bit silly in itself. It's kind of like a fish that sees out of the fish tank and sees everything and just pretends it's not there, right? So I think things are going to be happening where we're going to become aware of things in the universe that we can become involved in to help, to join the greater community that may exist, and to really find our potential. And by harmonizing ourselves, by being truly, authentically successful, and really accepting the tough things about others, accepting the tough things about ourselves, you can help me do that. You can literally help me do that, to accept my issues by helping yourself, by joining our movement at Believe and spreading the message, spreading this video if you'd like, starting to be open to new ideas of what success really is, of what humanity really is, why we're even here. Do you know why you're here? What is more important than that question? Why are you here? Seriously. I mean, I've dealt with this myself. I've laid there for days and wondered, what in the hell is going on in this world? Why am I even here? So, I want to help you with that. I want to help you with your purpose. No matter where you are, what color you are, what culture you're in, if you like Republicans, Democrats, neither, all of the above, whatever, the Green Party, if you're in a different country, I would be honored to help you. I would be honored to change your life and help you to find your purpose. And it has to do, I think, with harmonizing everything, things that I can't deal with, helping me to do that, and me helping you to do that. To get over things, to find out what else is out there. What are we really capable of? If you think we're just capable of making money and dying, I think, to be honest, you're really cheating yourself. You're really selling yourself short. So I need your help. Our parent company is called Love. L-O-V-E, exclamation mark. It's a verb, something I need to do more of. By me recording this video, I hope I'm doing it. I know some of it sounds a little extreme. You might not have been expecting this by a show that might be trying to help you have success. You might think it, I don't really think you could think it's nonsense, to be honest with you. I had no concept. You might not be aware. There are things I'm becoming aware of more and more that I think I can share that may have been disregarded. And I think I can bring them to you. And I need your help. This is a verb. This is a verb. It doesn't necessarily have to be really soft sounding or nice. You know, sometimes, unfortunately, things sound nice and they end up not being so nice, right? It's really important that we understand, you get to the core of yourself, that we understand that that could be why we're here, and that all of it is spiritual. All of it. Even people that don't say they're spiritual, or all of the crazy things going on. It may be that we're spiritual beings having a human experience, and it's all a part of it. And we're all together. We're all partners, whether we like it or not. Even people that drive us crazy, things that have driven me crazy, we're partners, whether I like it or not. And so I want to become a better person. And I'm going to do that by helping you become a better person. And by sharing this, by getting involved, getting people to watch, getting more views, getting more downloads, more subscribers, that's how we're going to do this. That's how we're going to get people's attention. If you're sick of fear, if you're sick of people lying, well, it's easy to hate them, but I love them. I have to love them. But if you want something different, you have to actually get involved. Get involved. Does this sound loving? I don't know how loving it really sounds. I really don't. It doesn't really matter. I'm just trying to get through to you. Just trying to talk to you as a friend. So I want to know if you are ready to succeed and reach your full potential. It's a difficult thing. I say that, and literally I ask myself that right now, because there's so much more that I could do, but I need your help. I need your help. And simply that means sharing the video, subscribing to our channels, coming to our website. It might not be perfect, but we want to change the world. I want to help you change the world. I want to help you change the narrative and actually do it. Actually do it. Not just talk about it. Not just talk about success. Talk about how we want love and get angry at people that aren't doing what we want, and then do nothing and continue to lie to each other, cheat, try to get ahead, and die. I don't know. That doesn't sound that appealing to me, right? And sometimes I can relax and harmonize, and there are actually specific things I can show you to do that I need to do more and more. You inspire me. But we have an ability for you to ask questions for this show. There is a contest that we're running that is free. And you just ask your questions, give your feedback. And within 10 days from now, we're going to give away a $250 gift card and do this multiple times a month to the person with the best question or story or the best feedback or all of the above. And you can find that at www.believe, believecontest.com. So that's believecontest.com. You go there, it'll show you what you need to do, how to get in touch with us, subscribe to one of our channels, which is clicking, and it's free, YouTube or iTunes. And you also, I want to help you specifically. I want to hear, we might play everybody's or as many as we can on future shows, and I want to help you. I want to incentivize you to take action. It sounds a little bit like, why would I have to do that, right? But I don't care. I'm happy to give away $250 and actually take a loss, a gift card, to actually take a loss to get this out there. I am taking a loss. I'm proud of it. I'm losing money. We won't be for long. We'll have to sell things, and hopefully they will help people a lot and they'll be a great value. But because I need to pay people, I need to run a business. But I want, we're going to take the best questions, the best stories, maybe your success stories yourself, and your questions and your feedback. And we're going to address those on shows. And then the best one, multiple times a month, we'll do this. Give them a $250 gift card. So I'm really, really excited for that. That's believecontest.com. You can spread that page as well. Get people to subscribe. Show them there's something in it for them. And I think really we can make a difference. I am so happy you are here. I'm so happy you've watched this video. Thank you so much. Thank you for even taking the time, taking the chance to be touched. It's uncomfortable when you're hearing a new voice like, who is this guy? Should I even trust this guy? Should I believe what he's saying? Is this guy really going to be the one to help me? Is this guy going to be the one that's not full of crap? Or am I going to actually do what he's saying? Am I going to take action? Is this guy perfect? I'm not perfect. Not perfect at all. I am trying, just like you, in the trenches. No matter how much money anybody has, we all are here with issues, and we can love those issues and come together. And I would love it. The more improvements I see, it will help me to feel better. The more I help you, specifically listening or watching this right now, the more I literally change your life, it will help me to feel like I've achieved something on this planet. In fact, without that, well, they say if we help one person, we help everybody. Something called the law of one. You can Google that, the law of one. But I think it's okay to try to reach a lot of people as well. So I really am so excited that you have joined me for the first show. It's going to be on iTunes, on YouTube. We want to grow to be one of the biggest media companies in the world by far. We want to talk about truth, about possibilities. We want to honor the people that may have done the best they could. They're trying to keep control in the world, and we want to honor those people as well. We want to take two sides of tough issues, bring them together. We want to help you succeed. You can help me succeed. Go to believecontest.com, subscribe, submit your questions or your feedback, or tell us your story, and have your friends do it as well. And let's make this a huge network that can help a lot of people bridge that peace and sort of what some people might be skeptical of and think either it's not going to help them, or sometimes people are so peaceful, it might seem like they're denying reality. They're sort of, it seems like they're in denial, maybe, right? But we can bridge those things. We can bring everything together and harmonize things as best we can. People are trying to do that already. We can try to understand what they're doing. And maybe all of these efforts aren't perfect, but we try to understand more and more. And this can actually help you to have success and to have a better life and to feel like your life had a purpose. So thank you so much. Welcome to Believe. Go to believecontest.com. Continue to watch. We're going to have interviews, guests. It's going to really be unbelievable. And I hope you continue watching and listening. And thank you so much. I'm Nicholas Upchurch. And our company, our parent company, is called Love. So help me to love more. Share this. Go to believecontest.com. And please be happy. Be happy. Be hopeful. Be hopeful. Literally, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Go right now and take action. Be hopeful, but in addition to being hopeful, take that one action step, something you've been putting off. I don't care how much money you have. Talk to your kids. Do that tough thing. You know how long I've been sitting around trying to organize this little studio thing and get it perfect and procrastinate and wonder, am I going to sound good? Is this going to sound like crap? Is the microphone going to be too loud? The music? What about the video quality? What about the background and all the table and all this stuff? I mean, we can do nothing for like years. Are we going to die before we actually make changes? Are we going to die before we try to actually come together? Let's take action. The next 5 minutes, do something. Do it. Just do it, right? It's a slogan. I like those shoes, right? So thank you. Welcome to Believe. Listen, spread the links. I look forward to meeting some of you in the future, talking with you, and I'm really excited about this opportunity. Thank you. It's an honor if I've even sparked a little bit of change in your life right now. It's a great honor. I live for you, and I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.